Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean, that's cruel. I should be watching the Eagles at the Sphere tonight in Las Vegas.
Oh, that was tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I declined so I could stay home and watch every minute of the Masters, Courtney. But it's just Vegas is not my favorite place. It's good for like one day and one day only, and then it gets to be too much.
But that is like an experience of a lifetime that you're missing out on.
I know. My dad's favorite band, and they're getting up there. And
was Lindsay invited as well?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah. I would have begged.
Are you a big Eagles fan?
No, I don't care about the Eagles.
But you like, yes, she is.
Oh, yeah. BC Eagles. Yeah.
But you love.
Caw-caw.
You would love Vegas.
You got a cacao?
Yeah. Caw-caw. It was a weak one. But
did you get any cacaos at the Masters party last
night?
No
cacaos at the Masters party. You know, I should have got one from dude who was wearing the full-on jumpsuit.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you really seem to enjoy the past hors d'oeuvre. Little toast point. With
the mushrooms on it?
It was beef, I thought.
There was one with beef and one with mushroom.
And a sauce. I like the mushroom goat cheese one, but you seem to be
both of them.
Really taking in all of the offerings there last night.
I mean, Cap Grill is... one of my favorite restaurants.
Very good.
They got so much stuff.
We will be there doing the show in a week from Monday, for the 129th running of the Boston Marathon.
All right.
And we will be joined at the Capitol Grill on Marathon Monday by Brooksy. Will Middlebrooks.
All right, Brooksy.
And other guests as well. All right. I think we promised an early preview on the weekly wrap-up. Shime, did we promise that now?
Didn't we say we were doing that at 7:20?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. 7:20 is when we're doing that. So that's coming up in 10 minutes. But we have leads left.
The brain is also going.
I mean, there's a lot going on. But we have
just said he was sharp a minute ago.
Yeah, I am sharp. we have leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right,
hello.
Good morning. I want to say this. Through 14 games this year and last year, the Red Sox have the same exact record of 7-7. But the perception of the two teams, so much different when you add some pieces to it, where you added Crochet through a trade, you added Bregman.
Walker Buehler.
But when you look at the perception of, I think, where fans are with this team, I know it's still early in the season, which nobody should be concerned about or anything. My biggest thing is just make the playoffs. You know, yeah, I'd love for you to win the division, but if you don't in baseball, I don't really think it matters when it comes to all that other stuff, seeding and home field advantage. But just the perception that fans have of this baseball team this year is so different. There's no real complaints. Even I know we had talked about if they had gotten swept in this series against Toronto, I think maybe people would have been like, all right, it was the weather, right? Where last year we might have destroyed this team.
Maybe.
So it just looks it just goes to show you whether they are the Patriots, the Bruins, if you have a bad year and you add a little bit of talent, people tend to kind of move on and forget about all the past, days of hurt. So it's interesting to see just how, like, you know, talking to people and seeing how people view this Red Sox team this year versus last year.
When are you going to judge this team? When are you going to determine that the moves they made need to be paying off?
I think it's still early to say. I would probably say around, honestly, I would say, like, for me, would be like the trade deadline.
Really?
Yeah.
Curtis, are you the same? You're Mr. Baseball on this show. I mean, you expect them to be in first place in the division by June 1st?
I think they'll be in first place when they get back from this road trip, and okay, they won't relinquish right. it.
But I'm not really tripping about first place. I think by the deadline, if they're in the mix, isn't that what people are really going
to
be?
You have to get there, but yes.
Well, they've been in the mix at the deadline the last couple of years. It's right, been but what's happened after the
but
deadline.
But the perception of the teams is far different. That's my point. Is
no,
that
you're right. And the other thing, Wiggs, just quickly, Greg, like, it's just so infuriating that Sam won't state the truth about everything. They knew they were going to suck the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. They didn't invest. And you know what's coming out just now? They're working on a salary cap and a lockout.
Yeah.
This has all been in the process here where John Henry can't, as the chief member of the Economic Reform Committee on Major League Baseball's owners' meetings, to then say that he's going to spend at the top of the market like Steve Cohen does. They have been working with baseball to put in a cap, and let me tell you, it is awful for Red Sox fans. You have a luxury here of an incredibly affluent fan base with a huge passion for the game of baseball that is relinquished when it's equal with every other market. And it's a disgrace that that's what this ownership group allegedly has been working toward.
And that's why Vlad wants all his money now.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Real quick, because Courtney and I had the same lead this morning, but I am pivoting. I take a lot of abuse, probably rightly so, on this show when it comes to my age and my generation. So I feel like it's fair. Turnabout is fair play. So, if you want to know one of the issues with the youngs, then the news story from Canada today might be something that you will find interesting when it comes to Gen Z. It appears that several college students in Canada are claiming that they were trapped in a house for nearly a week because two angry geese had taken over their street.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I get it. Have you ever had a confrontation with a goose?
They're scary.
They are. Oftentimes on the golf course, Shime can account for this. They will menacingly approach you. But all you do is, wave your hands and arm or your golf club and they run away. Like, you're telling me that a bunch of 20-year-olds can't figure out how to get out of their house because there's two angry geese outside wow. for nearly a week?
That is nuts.
Or would you guess that this is some kind of a poor attempt at excuse making when it comes to attending class or whatever was going on at their college in Canada?
No, I definitely believe that they were too paranoid to get out of the house because of the geese. That's the society we live in nowadays. Just choke them. They got those flimsy necks.
Don't do that.
I don't know that we would advise that.
If it's a wild geese.
I think Greg's on to something. It's finals time right now. It seems like an easy way out.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear, we have some audio of a confrontation and one of the students, Jory Harris, talking about it.
Close to a week now. We can't even leave our house. It's crazy. We never thought this would happen. Just thought there were two geese. And then all of a sudden, now the dad is angry. He's flying at everyone. Old people, kids, us. We've also just been sitting at our window in our living room just watching these geese attack people all day long.
Okay. It's time to pull your big boy, big woman pants up and get out there and go and do something.
Well, so I have two questions.
They are attacking people, though.
I know you're watching the video. I understand. But, I mean, get out there and make something of yourself.
Two questions. Does Canada not have animal control? And two, is there not a back door you can go out?
Oh, they could go out under. What if they went out under disguise? What if they got a goose costume and then they went out as a goose?
Hello,
and
fellow goose. I would, don't mind me.
Hello, friends. Like they did the Jim Nance as a goose. Maybe?
Shyam, I would think that Canada would because it isn't like one of the most popular jackets, the Canadian goose jacket.
Yeah, that is true.
Canada, so don't you think Canada they could goose. Just be like, oh, we got some two good looking.
Hello,
geese.
Friend.
They need Ron Burgundy's dog Baxter to go out and speak to the geese.
That is true.
When are we getting the review of Anchorman?
Whenever you want.
You?
That
whenever
is true, Baxter.
Well, we'll get that during the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Very interesting, the review of Anchorman.
I want to hear this.
After you were pressured into watching it. Right. You watch it with Santo?
Yes.
All the way through?
All the way through.
And you watched the first one?
Correct.
Okay.
Santo said the second one, not that good.
It's kind of like, it's hard to make a second one when the first one was so
He
like,
loves Anchorman, though, so, it was fun for him.
Those are the leads. Coming up, we're going to get to They Said It, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and right now, here is Courtney with What is Trending This Hour.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Northeastern Savings. The Red Sox avoid a sweep. Trevor Story with a walk-off in the 10th to make it 4-3, the final against Toronto. They now turn the page to the White Sox, 7:40 first pitch tonight with Sean Newcomb getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Cooper Boardman will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins fell to Chicago 5-2. Morgan Geeky and Pasta had the goals in the loss. Frozen Four saw Western Michigan beat Denver 4-3 and BU beat Penn State 3-1. The finals between Western Michigan and BU is tomorrow night at 7:30. Justin Rose leads the Masters after the first round at 7-under. Scotty Scheffler right behind him at 4-under. Some rain in Georgia overnight. Could be a wet morning. The first group will tee off at 7:40. Celtics back in action tonight. They have the Hornets at home. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out for this one. And the 2025 Patriots Hall of Fame class finalists are out. Julian Edelman, Logan Mankins, and Adam Vinatieri get the nod. Fans can now vote until April 30th.
I mean, they all belong there. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that it would probably go Vinatieri.
You're doing this based on age.
It could go Edelman.
I think Edelman, if you're only going to pick one, I would pick Julian Edelman over the other two. I mean, I
no
get it.
No way. Vinatieri.
I mean, Vinatieri won you Super Bowls, but so did Julian Edelman.
I also think the way in which you vote, it skews towards the younger demographic. I think Julian Edelman's going to get a lot of votes.
All right, so you
votes.
Think he gets the nod before?
Think about it that way.
Well, now you're age-shaming.
No,
well,
I'm not age.
You don't think people who are in their 50s and 60s can vote on the internet?
Well, we've seen you.
Would you be able to do so easily on your own right now?
I would get help from you or from Lindsay.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that.
Edelman will get in. He will definitely get in. Right. It should be Vinatieri.
It should be Vinatieri based on what they were able to do for the organization. Vinatieri first, Edelman second, and then Mankins would be third if you like putting them in that order when they would get in.
Bill Belichick said in the Super Bowl year, Super Bowl 36, their first one, that Vinatieri was their best player.
Yeah, without Vinatieri, you don't have a dynasty.
Without you setting up those kids.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what I mean. Let's keep the spotlight on Vinatieri right now. I shine a lot, Curtis.
You know what I mean? You keep us all bright.
And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It sucks, Courtney. I'm sorry, everybody. It's drizzling. It's 35. It is April, maybe my least favorite weather month.
It does blow, don't it?
It's like you feel like it should be warmer. The sun's out longer, but it's like I was out. It's so cold.
No, February is the worst month weather-wise.
I don't know. You know February's going to suck.
Yeah.
You can't even go outside. Like, the only thing good about February is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Curtis has a great point. Like, you expect that from February. April, you think, like, all right, this is the month that's geeking us up, getting us ready to go.
Yesterday was nice out.
Yeah, but it's not cold. Nice.
It should be in the 50s.
Like, right. It was 50 yesterday. It
real barely, feel wasn't.
It was not.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't going by real feel. And also, Greg, never forget, April showers bring May flowers.
That's
so, you know,
right.
It's kind of
That's
we
right.
kind of expect it to be rainy. Maybe not snowy, but rainy. Right.
And what do May flowers bring?
A lot of allergies.
No, pilgrims.
Oh.
What?
I was going to. Give me your. Where's
that was good.
That's a, that is a classic pilgrims. Dad.
Yeah, the Mayflower.
Oh, that went right over my head. I get it now.
That's a dad classic.
Yeah, I'd never heard it before, but nailed it.
Bad.
Really?
I didn't like it.
I liked it. Dad joke.
All right, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
So we will early play on the weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic next, and then...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it.